Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We are in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, where we are seeing, because of Paul's dependency upon Christ, that some things were brought to the forefront in Paul's life, and other things were left behind. Other things like eloquent speech and worldly wisdom. But what was brought to the forefront, we see as he writes, is this: fear and trembling. So what does it mean that Paul came to the Corinthians with fear and trembling? Did Paul shake? Did he cower down? Did he speak softly and timidly? Is that what is meant? I don't think so. We do know that Paul may have first entered Corinth with a little bit of trepidation. After all, he had just left a few cities where he had been beaten or had to be snuck out of the city for fear of his life, and the hostility began to grow against him in Corinth the more he preached. But then he had a vision where God told him, "Don't be afraid. I have many people in this city." So his fear and trembling was no longer in response to the people of the city, but to the holiness and to the mission of God. The beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord, and the manifestation of the power of God in fear and trembling means that Paul took seriously the events at hand, the preaching of the gospel, the living the cross-centered life, the spirit-filled life. It was no joke to him. He handled it with much care and thought and discernment. And there should still be fear and trembling in our lives as well. Today when you pray, please pray for Sean Richards and his family, our missionaries in Papua New Guinea. And also remember the Chichewa LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Zambia and Malawi.